Today on The Naked Scientist, I've been stressing myself out in the hope of living a stress-free lifestyle. But what has shocked me is that stress manifests in a huge number of ways, be it anxiety disorders, depression, or even physical ways like bowel inflammation, headaches, and fatigue, to even more serious problems like cardiovascular disease or Alzheimer's. A lot of these complications appear to be linked with inflammation and our immune system. And this is because, as Angela said, our immune system is so often flooded with this anti-inflammatory stress hormone, cortisol, that our immune system is now having difficulty regulating its inflammatory response. But there's emerging evidence to suggest that the bugs in your gut could also be linked to how you're feeling. For instance, a paper published in eLife just this month showed how your microbiome can alter your mood. Another has demonstrated how an individual bacterium can stop inflammation in mice. Naked Scientist Emma Sackville, you've been looking into this, haven't you?
Yeah, there have been a few studies recently looking at mice that suggest that by killing off bacteria, by say taking antibiotics, they are less resilient to stress and anxiety. So could you reverse this by introducing bugs back into your system? Well, it may sound far-fetched, but organisms found in soil could help prevent serious mental health problems, as Professor Graham Rook from UCL explained to me.
It's as though the stress resilience of people in the rich Western countries has been decreasing with time. And in fact, there's good evidence that if your immune system doesn't switch itself off completely when not required, then the inflammatory responses that are chuntering along there in the background lead to changes in your brain and lead to depression. So it looks as though if your background activity of your immune system doesn't switch off completely when you don't need it, then your stress resilience is reduced. You are more likely to suffer bad consequences of being stressed. The immune system is really rather like the brain. It has to learn. It has to have the appropriate learning inputs, educational inputs put into it, especially during the first 2 or 3 years of life. Now, what we think is happening in the developed, rich countries is that the control mechanisms that switch off the immune system when it's not required are not being properly educated in the early years of life.
What does he mean when he says our immune systems aren't being educated in these early years of life? I don't quite get it.
So it's what Graham calls the old friends hypothesis. It's also sometimes known as the hygiene hypothesis. And this is the idea that kids aren't exposed to microorganisms anymore, like our ancestors were. And this then suppresses the natural development of our immune system.
Oh, okay, I see where you're going with this. Because before, Angela said that stress reduces our ability to inhibit inflammation, and inflammation is all to do with the immune system, right?
Yeah, so the scientists were wondering what would happen if they reintroduced these old friends. In particular, they were interested in one specific microorganism found in soil called Mycobacterium vaccae.
Now, what we've done in these experiments is use a microorganism which we know switches on certain cells that regulate the immune system. They're like the police force of the immune system. They're called regulatory T cells. And it increases the number and activity of these cells and increases the release of mediators that are anti-inflammatory. And it turned out that by giving this organism to these animals, when they were then exposed to a stress, it blocked the development of anxiety, it blocked the development of the colitis, and it stabilized to some extent the changes that stress causes in the gut.
What's interesting about this is that it may not just make us more resilient to stress, but might also help dampen down the effects of stress. Graham was working with a team from the University of Colorado, and they found that mice immunized with this bacteria were also protected against colon inflammation and anxiety, side effects of stress.
I still find this slightly bonkers that one bit of bacteria found in soil, of all places, can have such a huge impact. Next question, though. This is in mice, so how do we know that this is A, going to work in humans, and be safe?
Great minds think alike. I also wondered this, and it turns out that there was actually a previous trial where they looked at it to try and help treat cancer.
This material has indeed been used in humans before, and that was one of the reasons for using it in these animal experiments, because that should make it easier to move back to human clinical trials. The point being that it was used in a clinical trial for a condition where, in fact, it didn't help the condition that was being treated. That aspect of the trial failed. But the patients had been subjected to a quality of life questionnaire. And although this has to be regarded as very preliminary data, it did appear to be making it easier for them to put up with the stress of the condition itself.
Let me guess, next step is human trials?
Yep, but it's not that simple.
Well, you're really looking way into the future now. I mean, since the material is available in what is called good manufacturing practice, that's to say manufactured to the regulatory level required for trial in humans, then it should be possible, with appropriate funding, to try doing some such study. Designing the ideal study is very difficult. Clinical trials are extremely difficult to do well, particularly when one's looking at an endpoint, which is something a little bit nebulous, like the extent of the detrimental effects of stress.